define your name and live it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. Define your name and live it. Now, I've just said, define your name and live it. I didn't say, look up in the dictionary what your name means. I didn't say, ask somebody else what your name means. I said, define your name and live it. What does your name mean to you? What does your name mean to you? What sort of a person are you? What sort of a personality are you? Who am I? When people look at me and they say, Herbert, and they say, no, you're a Herb. You're a Herb. You're a gentle, mild, wonderful fellow. You're good. You're nice. You're thoughtful. You're sensitive. You're caring. But you're not a strict Herbert. Herbert is a rather strict name, but it's a name that I have. Now, perhaps I'm more strict than I realize. Perhaps I'm more strict than I give myself credit for. And that more truly might be my name. Now, just what is my name? How do I define? I keep wanting to redefine my name by making it more gentle, by making it less strict, by making it less demanding. Now, some people have names that don't seem to allow them to make much change in their name. Now, what would the name Ellen mean? The name Ellen means, to me, gracious, gentle, intelligent, loving, brilliant, genius, thoughtful, courteous, kind. Well, hey, those are all good things. Those are all good. Yes, it is. And that's what Ellen means to me. Now, what does Sylvia mean to me? Sylvia means brilliant. Sylvia means confident. Sylvia means loving. Sylvia means caring. And Sylvia may have other meanings too, but that's something we have to come up with. We have to think about. What does Sylvia mean to Sylvia? Now, as I, an outsider, look on at Sylvia's life, do I see Sylvia expressing things that are truly her nature, or that are perhaps what might be thought not to be her nature? What is her nature? Well, her nature is all that is good and beautiful. Now, what about Ingeborg? Oh, Ingeborg, that's a toughy old name. Comes from an ancient history of name. Now, what does it mean? Well, we hear Ingeborg as a rather stern type name, it sounds like, a very crisp name, like Herbert. And so Ingeborg does not come across as more gentle and loving. And yet, Ingeborg is gentle and is loving. Oh, she is tough at times, but she is gentle and loving. That's her nature. She wants to love the cats, and she loves the cats, and the cats love her. She wants to love the dog. The dogs and the cats both come up to Ingeborg and sort of snuggle around her and want to be with her. So even though her name sounds tough, she has that loving nature about her that is self-evident. Now, we all should take a little time, I believe, and figure out what our name means. And figure out what we'd like to have our name mean. And what does our name mean? What does it mean to express us by our name? It doesn't really matter what other people want to call us. It doesn't. Well, we have a dog, and the dog was named King, little Mini Pin. And when King came into our house, he was a king. Oh, he was a tyrant. He was a tough little butt. And he was hard on everybody, and he just did not get along with anybody. He was a king. He was sort of a ruler, taking control of everything. And so we decided we're going to give him a new name. We're going to call him Little Love. And virtually the moment we called him Little Love, our expectation of him was to be Little Love, Our expectation of him was to be a gentle, loving dog. And that is what he's been all along. Now, he's an independent dog. He is a kingly dog. He is a dog that is a princely dog. His attitude and everything is, hey, I am fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm a nice guy, but I'm glorious. And I'm very much aware of what's going on around this world of mine here, and I'm really in charge. But he was not the tyrant that he was when he had the name King. Little Love has more revealed what his nature really is, the gentle, loving puppy dog that he is. Now, we have cats, and we got these three cats. We got one cat, and it was a female, but we didn't know them. And so when we had that cat spayed, we found out it was female. So that's fine. And then we had three more cats, and we thought they were females. And when we had them spayed, we found out that they were males. But one cat, oh, we called her all sorts of tough names. And little by little, she's gentling down. But she didn't have the upbringing that the other three cats had. The other three cats came into our life, and I thought, I'm going to make them into a very gentle, loving combination between Rex and them. My big golden retriever, Rex, is a name I gave it to be regal and royal, and he is regal and royal, but he is the biggest lover you could ever want on the face of the earth. So these three cats were trained with Rex to be gentle and loving, and the three cats like to be with Rex. They want to be close to him. They want to smell his nose. They want to smell him. They want to lie close to him. And they want to be near him. Now, Rex doesn't really care. Little Love, he doesn't care at all whether the cats come. And the cats just want to be near him because he's more of their size. But they want to be a friend of his. And he says, okay, you can be my friend, but that doesn't mean I have to be your friend. I'm going to do my own thing. Now, the nature of what our name means stands out so strongly in how we act and how we live and how we spend our life. Now, the three kittens that turned out to be males had to have their names changed again. We had their female names given to them, and then we gave them male names. Well, now, they've been males for several months, and we still call them she's, because we had called them a she before. And they really are very gentle cats. But now, little by little, they're taking on their male status, and they're becoming bolder and more dominant. And each one now has a name. One has the name Star. She has a little white star. He had a little white star on his neck, a white little flash. And he's just a gorgeous guy. And he loves to follow me all over the place. And he comes down all the way from the monastery down to the Hermitage and follows Rex and myself as we go to the Hermitage. And he comes in the Hermitage and he walks around and he inspects everything and claims it. And he says, this is my home. This is where I was raised the first couple of months of my life and was learning to like Rex and getting to know him, and this is really my home. And so he comes down and he goes around, and he's even caught several mice for us here, and he's been just a very good star. And he wants to get in close, and he jumps up on my lap, and he jumps up on my shoulders, and he jumps up on my desk, and he wants to be wherever I am. And he'll come and sit on my feet, and he'll do everything to be close, just like Rex does. He sort of lives up to his name of Star. And we had never really thought of it particularly, but we could have called him White Star or whatever. But he is just a brilliant, gentle, genius cat. Now, Blondie is a blonde cat, and he is a big guy. He seems to never stop growing. He gets longer and bigger, and he's just a real fine cat. And a real lover, you come up to him and he rolls over on his back and he says, "Rub my tummy." And then when you rub his tummy, he bites on your finger, but he doesn't bite hard. He just bites gentle, just to let you know that that's his tummy and take it easy, you know. And the other one is Sam. Now, Sam has had several names. And Sam just seemed to be a Sam. And he is a loving, intelligent cat and just a thoughtful, bit wonderful cat to be with. Another gray cat like Star, but Sam is himself. He is independent. He likes to go and do his own thing. He likes to walk his own path. He likes to share when he wants to share. And when he doesn't want to share, he just goes off and does his thing. And if there's some experience that he's going to have, he's going to have it. He's going to climb the screen door from the bottom to the top, all the way up there, and then hang on the screen and think, "Isn't this a wonderful thing?" And then sometimes he climbs down or just turns around and jumps down. Whatever is his pleasure. He's just a miracle cat, just having a wonderful time. Now, that's all the Sams I've known in real life, in human life, have also been like that Sam, an independent character, out for adventure, looking for fun in life and always being themselves and having fun. Now, let's look at more names. We could check all the names we want to look at. We can look at Daniel, and we can look at Glenda, and we can look at Faith, and we can look at Marie, and we can look at Leslie and Mark, and we can look at all these different names that are in our life, Paul, and beautiful people all. And as we think of these beautiful people, we can think of Don, and we can think of super people everywhere that we turn. And what happens when we think of them? When we think of these people like Sybil and Sybil, and there's several Sybils and Christy and all these people that are very active in our life, and Rhonda, as we think of them, what do we think? Do we think beautiful thoughts? Yes. Do they have any negative sides? Not that we can figure out. Do they have any positive sides? Oh, yes, they're all over the place. Positive, beautiful, dynamic, wonderful. Do they ever do any dumb stuff? Oh, sometimes. Do we call them dumb for doing dumb stuff? No. We just say, hey, that's not their nature, and we pay no attention to it. It goes away. What's in a name? Think about how a name is. Define your name and live it. You can readdress yourself to your name anytime. You might. You don't have to take the name that somebody else has given in a book. You don't have to take the name that somebody else has thought about or somebody else has conditioned and dreamed that's the reality, because that's not necessarily the reality. The reality is who and what you are, who and what I am. If I am a thoughtful, loving person, I have given the name Herb or Herbert. I've given it a thoughtful, loving texture. And people expect every Herb or Herbert to be a thoughtful, loving person. And that's a good thing. So, when we can give our name a good name, when we can give our name a good background, and everyone who thinks of our name thinks of love and peace and harmony and joy and goodness and abundance and truth and all that stuff, all these beautiful things, then we have done a wonderful thing. And of course, this is what it's all about. We each name ourselves, and that's what matters. Now, what name do you want to be known by? Well, live that way. What name do I want to be known by? I live that way. What name is the world known by? The world is known by the name Peace. And that's all that matters, isn't it? Think about this and think about your name and how wonderful it is and how you're going to give your name the proper background, the proper foreground, the proper middle ground, the proper expression now, and call yourself indeed good and very good. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.